Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A Detroit teenager's 10-day descent into a sex-depraved dungeon of abuse finally ended when her alleged captor became rattled by the very social media posts hunting for her. Ronell A.G., 38, is facing a slew of felony charges after authorities say he transformed a West Side home into a fortified prison to hold a 14-year-old girl hostage to live out all his twisted fantasies. The victim, who had initially left her home on her own, was allegedly snatched by the stranger and kept in a residence where the windows were boarded shut and every doorknob had been maliciously removed to prevent any hope of escape. The details of the girl's 10-day-long nightmare are stomach-turning. According to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, AG allegedly kept a cache of knives near his bed to threaten the girl into silence while he subjected her to 5 straight days of sexual assault. Lisa Coyle from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office spoke to Fox 2.
He held her down. She tried to stop him. He held her arms back, and he continued to assault her. She was screaming, and he did not stop.
The musical chair of violence only stopped when AG reportedly saw the girl's face plastered across social media as a missing person. Fearing the heat from the Detroit Police Major Crimes Division, he finally let her walk free. In a staggering failure of the justice system, AG was out on a personal bond at the time of the kidnapping after allegedly pointing a gun at his wife's head and threatening to blow her head off. Now facing 4 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and kidnapping and other charges, the diagnosed mentally ill felon who denied all charges in court is finally behind bars. Prosecutors, in the meantime, have hailed the girl as a true survivor. More crime and justice news after this. A Texas grandmother's act of tough love allegedly turned into her death warrant after her 21-year-old grandson gunned her down in a heated argument over his allowance money. Rontrell Jackson was hauled off to the Tarrant County Jail, facing a first-degree murder charge after authorities say he traded his family ties for a trigger pull. The 68-year-old victim, described by neighbors as a quiet pillar of the Carriage House Circle community, was found unresponsive and tucked under a blanket, rotting on her own apartment patio, a pathetic attempt to hide a cold-blooded execution. Neighbor Kiara Dennis spoke to WFAA ABC 8.
It's the shocking fact that you've now lost 2 people in 1 family. The way at which you lost them, that's just tragic.
The high-stakes horror unfolded when Jackson allegedly snapped after being told his allowance was being cut off. Arlington police say the young man admitted to shooting his Nana inside the home before dragging her limp body out to the patio like a piece of unwanted furniture. It was not until 4:40 p.m. that a horrified family member made the stomach-turning discovery. Paramedics pronounced the woman dead at the scene, while investigators quickly recovered the suspected murder weapon inside the blood-stained apartment. Downstairs, neighbors told reporters they only realized something was wrong when an unusual swarm of flies began gathering on their own patios. Jackson is currently being held on a $750,000 bond as detectives piece together the final moments of a woman who was allegedly murdered by the very child she was trying to support. And finally, this nightcap ended with a real bang. Diane Weatherby, 65, is now resting in a Custer County jail cell after allegedly shooting a man she was having drinks with. During a heated chalice altercation, the victim reportedly handed Weatherby a .380 pistol and dared her to pull the trigger. She allegedly obliged, peppering his leg before tucking herself in for a peaceful slumber upstairs. Yeah, she just went to bed afterwards. Police found Weatherby sawing logs while the pistol lay in a puddle of blood on the bedroom floor. Now facing felony aggravated battery and a potential 15-year sentence, she's out on a $25,000 bond. This shot in the dark proves that when you drink and draw, the law will always sober you up. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.